Federal Police Diagram. Chalk drawings discovered at the scene of Herman Leibel's disappearance. A circle surrounded by four boxes of forbiddens. The corners where lines meet are particularly weak. The line of warding is quite good for a freehand circle. Note that the initial breach occurred where the circle was off. Again, numerous broken lines indicate many chalklings. Blood spots are marked with X's. Is the chalk debris from dead chalklings? Chapter 12.
Well, yes, I did talk to that woman, Professor Fitch said, looking confused. She was uncertain about letting her son stay at Armedius. She wanted to know that we were making honest efforts to protect the children.
And so you told her, Inspector Harding said.
Of course. She was on the edge of tears. My, I can never handle women on the edge of hysterics, Inspector. I didn't say much, just that we were sure arithmetist was behind it, but that we hoped the children might still be alive, and that we were working on some strange chalk drawings left at the crime scenes.
Professor, Harding said, rubbing his forehead,
this is a terrible breach of security. If you were a soldier under my command, I'm afraid I'd have to discipline you for this.
Oh, dear, Fitch said. Well, I guess there's a reason I'm a professor rather than a soldier.
Joel raised an eyebrow, trying not to feel too smug about the fact that both Harding and Fitch had insisted Melody wait outside but hadn't forbidden Joel.
Unfortunately,
Harding said, pacing up the hallway of Fitch's office, hands clasped behind his back,
it can't be helped now. Our fortifications have been breached, and a spy escaped with our battle plan. We must bear it and hope for the best. I strongly suggest, Professor, that you avoid speaking of these matters with anyone else.
I understand, Inspector, Fitch said.
Good, Harding replied. Now I think you should be aware that I've asked the Knight Senator of New Britannia for permission to set up a perimeter here at Armedius. He's agreed to grant me a full legion from the Jamestown Militia to use in defending this location.
You're going to occupy the school? Fitch asked.
Nothing so drastic, Professor,
Harding said as he paced, spinning on one heel, then coming back the other direction.
Arithmetists are one of the Union's greatest resources. We need to make certain they are protected. I will have men patrolling the grounds. Perhaps we can use sheer intimidation to keep this phantom kidnapper from striking again. Professor York has assigned me a room on campus to use as a base of operations. My men will not interfere with the day-to-day workings of the school. However, we want to be seen, and to let the students know that they are being protected. Perhaps this will also be of aid in placating the parents who seem determined to fracture morale and isolate their children for easy defeat.
What's this? Fitch asked. The parents are doing what?
Some of the parents of arithmetist children are pulling their students out of the school, Harding said. Young Joel was quick-witted enough to warn me of this. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to secure the grounds quickly enough. A good dozen children, mostly arithmetists, were pulled out this morning.
That doesn't sound good, Fitch said. All of the attacks happened off campus. Why would they want to take their children away from Armedius?
Parents are unpredictable when their children are involved, Harding said. I'd much rather fight a squadron of forgotten than deal with an affluent mother who thinks her son is in danger.
Fitch glanced at Joel, though Joel wasn't certain what to make of the look.
You are now briefed on the situation, men, Harding said. I need to be back to my rounds, assuming there's nothing else we need to discuss.
I should tell them, Joel thought. I can't just sneak about and try to fight Nalazar on my own.
Actually, Joel said, Well, there's something I should probably mention.
They both turned toward him, and suddenly he felt self-conscious. How exactly did one accuse a professor of being a kidnapper?
It's probably nothing, Joel said. But, well, I saw Professor Nalazar acting suspiciously earlier today. These kidnappings didn't start happening until he got hired by the principal, you know.
Joel, Professor Fitch said, I realize that you're upset with the man for dueling me, but this is uncalled for.
It's not that, Professor, Joel said. It's just, well...
No,
Harding said.
It's good, Joel. You should mention things like this. However, I don't think we have anything to worry about from Andrew Nalazar.
Joel looked over. You know him?
Of course I do,
Harding said.
Nalazar's a legend back in Nebraska. I know a good 24 men who owe their lives to him, and I count myself among them.
You mean he really is a hero, like he keeps telling everyone?
Of course he is, Harding said. Not a humble one, I'll admit. But I can forgive something like that if it's earned. Why, there was a time when the Chalklings had penetrated along the river to the eastern front. If they'd passed us by, they could have flanked our force, maybe taken the entire eastern front. From there, it would only be a matter of sailing on fallen logs to invade the nearby islands and wreak havoc. Anyway, my squad was in serious trouble. Then Nalazar arrived and built us a fortification all on his own. He stood against hundreds of Chalklings. Dusts be cast aside if he didn't save all of our lives. I could share more than one story like that. I've rarely seen a arithmetist as skilled and level-headed as Andrew Nalazar. It was a shame that...
He trailed off. What? Joel asked.
Sorry, son, Harding said. I just realized you don't have clearance for that. Regardless, Nalazar is no threat. In fact, I'm happy he's here on campus. It feels good to have that man at my back.
Harding nodded to them. He appeared to almost give them a salute before halting himself, and made his way out of the room and down the stairs. I didn't expect that, Joel said. About Nalazar, I mean. To be honest, Joel, Fitch said, neither did I. Nalazar can't be a hero, Joel said. He's a pompous windbag. I agree with the adjective, Fitch said, but the noun... Well, he did defeat me quite handily. Regardless, it is unseemly for a student to be referring to a professor of the school in such a manner. You must show respect, Joel. A knock came at the door. It flew open a second later, revealing Melody, who had obviously decided not to wait for someone to answer her knock. I assume, she said with a huff, that all the secret, valuable, interesting discussion is finished with, and we ordinary people can come in now? Melody, dear, Fitch said, it's not that we wanted to exclude you, it's just... She held up a hand. I assume I'm going to have to do more tracing today? Well, yes, Fitch said. It's very good for you to practice that melody. You will thank me someday. Right, she said. She gathered up a sketch pad and a pen, then turned to leave. Melody, Professor Fitch asked, where are you going? I'm going to sketch out here, she said, on the mundane, unimportant doorstep. That way, I won't be able to interfere with significant conversations you two might need to have. With that, she pulled the door shut behind her. Fitch sighed, shaking his head and walking back to his desk. I'm sure she'll get over it, he said, sitting and shuffling through his papers. Yeah, Joel said, still looking after her. Would this make her bitter against him again? After he'd just gotten on her good side? He was having a devil of a time figuring that girl out. What do you want me to do, Professor? Well, I honestly don't know. I planned for you to be working on those census reports for a few more weeks yet. Fitch tapped the table with his index finger. Why don't you take the day off? You worked so hard the last few weeks. It will give me an opportunity to sort through what Harding has given me. I'm certain I'll have something for you to do tomorrow. Joel opened his mouth to protest. He could certainly help with the professor's research into the strange lines, but then hesitated. He glanced at the book he was still carrying, the one Melody had checked out for him. All right, he decided. I'll see you tomorrow. Fitch nodded, turning back to his papers. Joel pulled open the door to walk out. He nearly stumbled over Melody, who had indeed set up drawing right in front of the doorway. She grumpily made way for him, and he left via the stairwell, intent on finding a shady spot in which to poke through the tome in peace.